The new coronavirus has now been detected in about half of all the countries on Earth. North Korea officially claims zero infections, even though the country is sandwiched between China, where the outbreak began, and South Korea, which has the most cases outside of China. It should be said that the North Korean regime is isolated and notoriously secretive. Grace Moon is a reporter in Seoul in South Korea, where she's been speaking with defectors from North Korea.
So North Korea hasn't reported any coronavirus cases yet, but the virus is predicted to have started spreading around the end of December last year, which is also around the same time UN sanctions demanded that China repatriate all North Korean workers by. So it was during this period when North Korean laborers were moving between China and the DPRK that the virus is said to have been contracted and started to spread.
And of course, DPRK is the official name of North Korea, Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Hard to say whether there are any cases of COVID-19 in North Korea right now. So if it hits, what are the conditions of hospitals in North Korea and how serious would it be if the virus does spread there or has already started to?
From what I've learned, hospitals in North Korea are vastly unprepared. I spoke to someone who has deep connections in North Korea to figure out what's going on inside the country. His name is Kim Seung-chul, and he's a defector himself who left in 1993. Now he's the president of North Korea Reform Radio, which broadcasts into North Korea from over the border. I asked Mr. Kim to describe what would happen if everyday citizens in North Korea got sick and needed to be treated.
주민들이 아파서 오게 되면 치료를 해주는 그 치료약과 치료 설비를
According to Mr. Kim, many are at risk of dying. Without money, people can't receive any kind of treatment. But even if you have the money, you still may not be able to be treated because the hospitals are that unequipped and lack fundamental supplies. What a lot of people end up doing is buying their own medical appliances at the black market, then bringing those items to the doctor to receive consultations. Sick people are actually not even permitted to visit hospitals right now because the government is afraid they may spread the virus. They have to first report their sickness and then have to wait to be granted entry.
And again, this is what defectors from the north who are now in the south have told you. What about medical attention for the political elite of North Korea compared with how normal citizens will fare if there is a major outbreak?
So the coronavirus, like all previous outbreaks, disproportionately affects basically everyone outside of North Korea's minuscule elite circle. Here's what Mr. Kim said about how resources in North Korea are distributed. Essentially, any aid sent to North Korea will most likely be divided only among the most powerful elites, like military officers, the State Security Department, or intellectuals, probably never even reaching ordinary citizens. People are facing what Mr. Kim said could easily become a period reminiscent of the famine that struck in the late 90s, maybe even worse because of the border lockdown that makes defecting almost impossible.
So from the North Korean defectors you've spoken with in South Korea, what is their biggest concern about coronavirus right now?
From the conversations that I've had with defectors, they do not see coronavirus as some accident. They view it actually as a systemic issue of the drastic wealth and power gap that exists in the country. And they are very worried and actually are reminded of the Great Famine that struck in the 90s and worried about their family members and the situation even being worse.
Grace Moon is a reporter based in Seoul. She's been speaking with us about concerns among North Korean defectors and the coronavirus back in North Korea. Thank you very much, Grace.
Thank you.